time for us to have a festive look at some forthcoming audio-described theatre. Anne Hornsby from Mind's Eye Arts joins us once again. Are you feeling festive, Anne?
Oh, yes, I am.
Oh, yes, we all are. That time, I love it. I know, like, the pantos come round every year, but there's just something so special about it.
Oh, it is a great time to be working in theatre. It's just a joy. I was at a show and I was watching a little boy in the audience. He's probably about 5, maybe, and he was learning the words of a song while they were singing it, and his mouth was really working to say the words of the song as he heard them. And he was just so enthralled and just so involved. So it's hard work, but it's a brilliant time of year.
And you are already describing an awful lot of shows over Christmas and New Year. So we're going to flag up some highlights that are coming up at the moment. There are touring productions around the UK, of course. Do check with your local theatres if they have audio description. If they don't, then ask them why. So let's kick off, Anne, with Little Red Riding Hood and the Big Bad Wolf.
Yeah, this sounds a lot of fun. This is at a venue called Home, which is right in the middle of Manchester. And it's designed for quite little ones. So it's a bit of a new take on the story of Little Red Riding Hood. It's got lots of colourful characters, lots of entertainment. And the whole premise of it really is to get the audience involved, get them feeling like they're a part of the story, make sure they're not too frightened of the big bad wolf, and just to give them loads of fun. So a really good one to choose if you're thinking of taking little ones along. And as with all the shows we're going to be talking about today, we do love to offer touch tours, and touch tours are really special at this time of year because we do often get the children coming and to show them the costumes and to show them the scenery and maybe to meet some of the actors who are involved in the show. That is a very, very rewarding time because it's such fun for all of us. And I think everybody in the audience wishes they could come along, but it's only the audio description customers who get to do that.
So there. Excellent. Because, you know, pantos for all ages, and I suppose some of the little ones maybe, you know, trying audio description for the very first time. So they're kind of getting used to the headphones and the narration in their ears too.
I think today's children are a lot more technological than certainly my generation, but even probably my children used to be. So they are more used to having things like little earbuds in their ear and bits of kit and bits of technology. But it does take quite a bit of getting used to, which is why I really like to use the touch tour time to just break down any barriers, put any worries to one side, explain how it all works, and then they can just get used to this idea of listening to another voice, a bit like a storyteller's voice, as well as the voices coming from the stage. And it's surprising even quite small children do adapt to listening. Maybe they have audio description on television and things at home, so they are getting more used to having that. But I love it when I'm somewhere where I can see the faces of the audience that I'm talking to while I'm doing the description because I can't get the smile off my face then.
So that's Little Red Riding Hood and a Big Bad Wolf. That's at Home. When is that one, Anne?
That one's on the 1st of December, so that kind of kicks us right off beginning of December.
All right, let's move on to The Little Princess.
Yes, this is an adaptation of a book, a much-loved children's book. This is at Theatre by the Lake in Keswick. It's possibly the best location you could have, really, for a theatre. It's almost on the very shores of the lake. You come out the theatre and 2 minutes, you're right by the side of the water. Of course, beautiful scenery all around and a very accessible theatre. It's accessible backstage as well as front of house areas. And we usually get quite a crowd of young people coming along for this one. Younger children, children in their teens, their early teens, I think would enjoy this story. The productions there always have very high standards of design and acting. acting and musicianship, and they're usually very imaginative. So you really feel like you've gone on a journey and you've really been taken right into the story. So that's obviously the challenge from the audio describer, is to make sure that all that visual detail, all that visual magic is very much a part of what the audience that we're talking to listen to and appreciate from the show. So they can have a conversation about it afterwards and feel like they haven't missed out on anything.
And when is Little Princess, Anne?
So A Little Princess, that's on the 8th of December, and that's in Keswick at Theatre by the Lake.
Okay, let's move on to a classic, and probably my favourite. It's A Christmas Carol.
Ah, Christmas Carol. Christmas wouldn't be Christmas unless I had a production of A Christmas Carol to describe. This one is in Lancaster, and it's the much-loved story. It never fails, does it? It's such a magical story. Grumpy old Scrooge going to bed at night, and then he's visited by the ghost of Jacob Marley, who promises that he'll have three more visitors during the night. So in the course of the story, we get taken to Scrooge's past, and maybe we find out why he's the man he is today. And then we go with the ghost of Christmas present, and we visit other Christmases and see how other people are celebrating. And then, of course, oh, this sometimes puts a chill inside you. This is when we go to the ghost with the ghost of Christmas future, and Scrooge sees what may happen if he continues with his miserly ways. But it's a real celebration of the spirit of Christmas. It's about generosity, good cheer, having a good time, and making sure everyone around you has a good time. So it's always a complete and utter joy to describe this show. This one is on the 15th of December, and this is at the Duke's Theatre in Lancaster.
Okay, now, if people, you know, maybe want something a little bit different rather than a panto, you've got a few you're going to throw at us.
I am indeed. So we have Jesus Christ Superstar. That one's on the 2nd of December. That's in Bradford. And then Pretty Woman. I've just described this a week or two ago at in Birmingham, and I really enjoyed it. It's a great musical. So that one's on the 20th of December at Stockton-on-Tees. That's a new theatre for us. We've not worked there before. And then Hamilton. So there's one performance in December, the 5th of December. Then there's another one towards the end of January. And that's at the Palace Theatre, which is in Manchester. And it probably needs no introduction. It's done phenomenally well in London. And now there's a chance for audiences outside of London to get to go to this show. So I think that one will be very popular.
I don't doubt it. Now, if people would like more info, Anne, about the shows you're already describing in that extremely busy calendar of yours, how can they get in touch?
If you want to check the website, that's mindsidedescription.co.uk. And if you do a /, and then events, that will take you through to the calendar you're mentioning there, Alan, with a whole list of shows. And then if you want to drop us an email, if you've got any queries or anything, it's mindseyedescription@gmail.com. And we're on X at Mindseye Arts, and we're on Instagram and Facebook, Mindseye Description.
And a busy calendar, and as always, a great selection for people to look forward to, not just over Christmas, but beyond as well. And looking forward to catching up with you soon. But in the meantime, I know you're going to be working really hard, but do have a great Christmas and a fantastic new year.
Lovely. Thank you, Alan, and the same to you.